buddy. Ohio State's probably scored since I turned this damn thing on. what's the score here? 42 to 10. 7.5 minutes left still in the game, but I'm not watching that shit. based on the text message I just got from Cousin Shane, I do not think he's hopping on here. I don't think he's going to do it, folks, but he has been invited. I'm going to drink one out here for old Colonel Taylor for them Vols. Another season in the toilet. Once again, the only thing worth a shit about Tennessee is the fans. Fans showed up. Team did not. What a heartbreaking performance there. Here's to you, Low T Hypel. My dog's mad as hell. Rampart says that was hard to watch. Hell yeah. That's why I'm not watching it right now. Little orange balls. That's Cousin Grant. What was the worst, though? I mean, God, Tennessee got dominated on line of scrimmage. Where were these people saying Tennessee was going to dominate Ohio State? I mean, I didn't think it would be there. Hell, I thought it would be a close game. I didn't think they would get dominated like that, but I was a little shocked so many people were picking Tennessee to win this game. And some reputable people, not just Cousin Shane. Let's look at the stats here. Actually, yeah, I can screen share. See, now that the season's over, we're starting to figure out how to use the internet here. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lordy. Ohio State, nearly 500 yards of offense. Buddy. Ohio State right now, currently averaging 8.1 yards per play. There was a point in this ball game, Ohio State was averaging over 11 yards per play, and Tennessee was averaging minus 1 yard per play. And that was at the end of the first quarter when Ohio State was up 21-0 and this game was over. Tennessee able to show a little bit of life, but not really. I mean, God, look at Ohio State's drive chart. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. They did throw the pick, which was questionable. I mean, Will Brooks, incredible play. I'm not really sure he really had that catch or not. Two other drives didn't work. Then touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Uh-oh, but they just went 3 and out. Maybe Tennessee's still alive. Probably not, but maybe. Man, how drunk is Shane? I wish I knew. He's been deathly quiet. He did show me an update. His heart monitor was going insane. Let's see if I can pull up that photo here. I thought it was pretty funny. This is a real image. Let's see if I can upload it here. Great podcasting. Trying to buy time to see if Cousin Shane's got the guts to show his face. Shane showed that this was during the game. He sent me this way. His heart rate was through the roof. I have to imagine this was when Tennessee was getting their ass kicked, which was basically the whole game. But, I mean, early on in the game. what is there to say? What low T hype? God. And I thought even Nico, I mean, not that he's having a great game. He's about the only bit of offense they had. Let him in rushing, 45 yards. Not that if you would have told me Nico had 45 yards rushing and a touchdown rushing, I would have thought, okay, Tennessee, maybe they're showing some signs of life. Now, what you wouldn't tell me is they passed for 96 yards and Ohio State passed for over 300. David Chambers says, don't blame him. This is almost as embarrassing as Ole Miss lost. God. Are we going to do this? Ole Miss fans couldn't even make the damn playoff. You can't talk shit about someone getting their ass whooped in the playoff that you can't even get to. It is bad, though. It's one of the worst beatdowns in playoff history that I can remember. The whole season is a disgrace for the SEC. That would be a Kentucky fan said that. Hell, I think Texas and Georgia are going to meet for the national championship. I don't think that's anything to be embarrassed about. Darnell, Cousin Darnell says, people pick Tennessee because they hate Ohio. That makes sense. That made sense. Cousin Thurman says, lock of the week, Cousin Shane's will. Oh, bad. What is there to say about this damn game? Jackson, appreciate you. You're a trooper. You're like a Tennessee fan showing up, even though the damn team didn't. Jackson Tillman, welcome to the family. You know, that one good thing about this, not that anybody cares, but they just saved me a shit ton of money because I was going to go to the Rose Bowl. Don't have to worry about that now. Rest in peace to Tennessee season. Here's the biggest issue. Midwest Pickers got it. Tennessee doesn't have an offense. When their defense doesn't show up, and when their defense isn't great, like it has been for a lot of the season, they're totally inept. Again, you can't give up 42 points and you're going to win any football game, but the offense has got to score more than 10. I mean, this is ridiculous. This has been an issue now for two seasons. Last year, everybody just wanted to blame on Joe Milton. And this year, they wanted to blame Nico. I mean, at some point, you got to look at the damn head coach, and I think he's got to retool his staff. He's got to stop hiring his buddies. Basically, everybody on the staff, I think, except for the running backs coach, they're all like promotions from within. I think he's got to get some better offensive minds around him, like when he had Alex Golish. He needs to hire from without his outside of his coaching tree to get some life into this offense. I mean, this is crazy. No Rose Bowl, no problem. Just go to Atlanta and watch the ASU co-eds. I got to be honest, that does not sound very appealing either. It just doesn't. Not a big fan. Jackson, I appreciate you. Man, he's just gifted a membership this time to Cousin Matthew Miller. Welcome to the family. Where is this Shane? Is he going to show? I doubt it. But we will wait and see. Let's see. Has Ohio State scored again? Who's got the ball right now? I don't even know. I turned that shit off so I could do this. Give me an update here. Is Tennessee running for 2 yards per carry? Oh, they just went three and out. They just went three and out and punted. It's always a good decision to punt when you're down by 32 in the fourth quarter. I always recommend that. It's a solid strategy. How about this guy, Jeremiah Smith? He was incredible. And shout out this quarterback, Will Howard, whatever his face is. He was pretty awesome, too. He's pretty good. Pretty good. Cousin Brian, he says, Vols got exposed on defense. Time to fire Tim Banks. I'm not even going to read the rest of it. We're damn crazy lunatics for SEC. And I love it because we wouldn't have this show without this insane fandom. But the guy's up for the Broyles Award. He's one of the three finalists. We want to fire his ass? Okay, buddy. Good luck with that. That's stupid. Tennessee is getting their ass whooped because their offense sucks. Now their defense sucked in this game too, but they're only in the playoff because of the defense. So you want to fire him. That's probably the stupidest thing we'll see all day. Cousin Shane, they're letting you know it is okay. Appreciate you, Cousin Andrew. I don't know if Shane can hear this. Cousin Grant says, Shane is ordering Texas clothes off Amazon and throwing his Tennessee shit in the trash. That's probably true. This is an embarrassment to the SEC. Oh, no. Oh, the Flying Hawaiian's even getting in on this. Where do you see this? What he just sent me. This shit is crazy. All right, let's see. Still waiting for Shane here. You guys are going to like this, though. Little image cooked up. This sums up cousin Shane's feelings better than anything I can say right now. I don't think he's going to show his... I really don't. I mean, we've been up for 10 minutes already. But this is a rendering if you mix Josh Heupel with cousin Shane right now. There he is right there. Oh, buddy. Oh, look who decided to show. We didn't think you were going to show, buddy. How's it going?
Mike. Mom, you may want to turn this one off. Because that was a bunch of bullshit! What was that, Mike? Oh, my God. Are we frauds? Are we going to find out next year that there was another Connor Stallion that we didn't know about? He just switched sides. What the fuck, man? I don't understand. Our defense fell apart. Well, I mean, we had moments early in this game, but it never felt like we belonged here. I mean, that looked like a damn NFL team, Mike. And I don't know if I'm worried. I'm worried now because we've said it all year long that the SEC is so dominant. The parity of this league, we're killing each other down here. And quite honestly, Mike, I'm worried about the other SEC teams after this performance, because what does a backup quarterback in Georgia do? What does Texas that almost let Clemson get back in that freaking game? You know, I mean, I'm worried, brother, because Ohio State decided, hey, you know what? We paid $28 million or however much it was for these guys, and they only play in the postseason, apparently. It looked like the damn greatest show on turf. That's what it looked like. Damn Rams out there. Oh, my gosh. It was.
Cousin Ted says, Nico goes to the portal. The portal will say, no thanks.
Nico tried. Man,
wasn't on Nico. No. I wouldn't say.
Nico, I mean, did you see it? Damn helmet cracked 6-7 inches on this. I mean, the guy probably's concussed and given everything he can, so I'm not mad at Nico.
Yeah.
I mean, I am mad that we can't throw further than 5 fucking yards down the field. I'm a little upset that we can't keep anyone healthy. You know, the offensive line at times looked like absolute dog shit. They had a box of 4 guys sometimes, and we still can't get yards. So, but the defense is probably the most frustrating part for me. You know, we put Banks on a damn top shelf, you know, saying he deserves more money. I pray to God he doesn't leave. And then this is what we get.
Update, Shane. Yeah. Tennessee just scored. They're back. It's 42-17 now.
Damn, that's even worse than Indiana scoring against. You know what I'm saying? At this point, I mean, there is a backup quarterback in this game, Mike. That's embarrassing.
Ohio State put the backup in?
Yeah.
Well, he needs some reps.
They're all backups now in there. We're going against the 2s and 3s. Finally getting in the end zone. I mean, what do you do, Mike?
Maybe this is something that, you know, this is what I've been saying. I didn't think it was going to be an ass whooping or anything, but I just really thought that home field advantage was going to be massive. And maybe Indiana blows dicks and maybe SMU melted down. And, I think you would agree Texas is a hell of a lot better than Clemson. But the home teams went 4-0. And I'm not saying that, like, if this game is at Neyland Stadium, Tennessee would have for sure won.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they fucked up royally. And everybody knows it. I mean, Boise shouldn't have got a bye. Arizona State shouldn't got a bye. And if you don't have that wonky system, Tennessee's getting like Indiana at home.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's how you should have done it. You know what I mean? Again, that doesn't excuse getting your ass whooped by Ohio State when you're... And how about this? This is what I led with, because I think this is 100% true. Once again, Tennessee shows they have arguably the best fans in the country.
Yeah.
And the team just fucking did nothing to warrant the support that they give that program.
Mike, we want it. You know, I've got family up there at the game right now. I feel bad that spent that money go up there, you know, that's the experience that they had. I mean, this is a fan base that was rabid and just hungry, man, just wanting to be good at football again. And not good. I don't want to say good. I mean, we've had good years. They just want to be great. And we have the money, we have the facilities, we have the fans to make this one of the best football teams in the country. And you think you're there, top 12, and this is the performance that you see. And you know, it's so funny, this committee, they got shit over Indiana, they got shit over all, you know, all this stuff up to this point. But it all goes right out the window when you get your ass smoked on national TV at night. And it wasn't even close, man. It wasn't even damn close. And yes, would it have helped if Tennessee was at home? Absolutely. But you still would have to face this football team, and they're probably going to beat you. So, I mean, whether you bounce out in the first or the second, I don't think it matters. Tennessee, they were frauds tonight, man. They were absolute frauds.
Cousin Tim says Cousin Shane had an orange shirt on, and it's black from the burn.
You know.
Is that true?
I tried to cool off before I got on here, and apparently it's not working. It's sticking back in, man. You know, I don't want to be a negative all, because I don't want to lose the fact that we went 10-2 and we got to do this. You know, it's so funny when you get shit from opposing fan bases as they sit there in a fucking Nashville Bowl or you know, it was some shit, you know. It's like, yeah, at least we were there, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to overshadow all the good that happened to Tennessee to get to this point. I mean, if you're not in there, you don't have a shot. But damn, I thought this was a team that maybe, I mean, shit, I had them winning, man. Not by a little bit. I had them winning by multiple scores, you know. And then I saw them, all them Ohio States on game day. I was like, oh, they're going to get it, you know. Yep. They had to turn off the damn karaoke machines and all that up there, all the Waffle Houses. They had them all turned off so they couldn't hear Rocky Top anymore. It's like so much was going on, and this is what they do. I just feel bad for the fans, man, because I've been there. I've been to a game, and especially on the road, it's even worse. And then you lose, and then you start thinking about, because when you're at a game, you don't, hey, you know, the hotel, whatever, just put on the card, you know, right, at the bar, hey, help me buy you a drink, let's just. And then now when you lose, you're looking at your receipts and you're just like, what the fuck was I thinking? You know, I should have went to Harris.
Yeah, and no one wants to hear this or anything like that, but still, I think this is because you just got your ass whooped. Everybody's pissed and angry.
Yeah.
I still think this was a good year for Tennessee.
Yeah.
And look no further than Alabama not making it. Mm-hmm. And Ole Miss with their $15 million roster.
Yeah.
And Mizzou with, you know, it was playoff or bust. I mean, this is damn hard to get up to this college football playoff. You beat Alabama, you beat Florida. Those are two teams you're not used to beating.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's tough to say on a day like this. They got their ass whooped. This is embarrassing as hell. But maybe it results in some change that's needed.
Yeah.
That, especially on the offensive side. I think Heupel needs to mix things up a little bit on the offensive side, because this is 2 years in a row. You know, we can't blame it on Joe Milton.
No. Nope.
Can't blame it on Nico's Young anymore, especially next year. This scoring 20 points per game.
Yeah.
Hell, they didn't even get to 20. They're at 17. Same thing. What did they score against Georgia? They scored 10, and then I think they finished with 17 again. So, I mean, that ain't going to cut it against the elite football teams.
No, and I feel like it was a reality pill that you needed to swallow and realize that maybe we need something else. Like you said, maybe not just be coaching him. Hell, it may be just players too. I mean, we don't. Maybe you throw a little extra money at a wide receiver, somebody that can really change things up, because as much as I like Brew and Squirrel and all these Thornton, all these cats, they just ain't cutting it, man. You know, they're not like Ohio State's receivers. Oh my gosh, you want to talk? Every one of them, yeah. I guarantee, is going to be playing in the NFL. And it's like, I don't know if we have one of them on this roster. And maybe that's something you look at too. It's the offensive line. You know, they at times did good this season, but there's been.
Well, I think the deal was the scheme used to cover a lot of those issues up.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because you're playing high-level competition, Georgia and Ohio State, you get your ass whooped, just like everybody does. But you need those playmakers to make up that difference against elite teams like this. You know what?
I think you do mix it up, man. You got to. Maybe this is like the best outcome you can get is, you know, a 10-win season. But what gets the Georgias? What gets the Texas, the Alabama games? It's like you gotta have it. And I don't feel like Tennessee had – there was never a point – I mean, we crowned Samson, but when you feed somebody 30 times a game, they're going to have good stats. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like this was a team that didn't have that guy on offense, especially that – took it to the next level. Because you think about the teams that are in there right now, and almost all of them have one or two guys you're saying, well, he's the reason they're in this spot. And Tennessee, is as much as I like the team effect, they really needed somebody to step up and be the piece that they need.
Right. Well, the piece we need, Shane.
JR, come on, man. Thanks, cuz.
When things are bleak, even JR shows up and made Vols Fan 336, made his day. Vols Fan, welcome to
the family. Fucked up family, man. This down, depressed, upset family, you know? It's the Christmas. It's supposed to be happy, Mike. It's the holidays. I've been eating pigs in the blankets all day, you know? I should have been happy, but now I'm not.
So where are we at with this updated? Here's the updated bracket, Shane. Oh, shoot. It's not even updated.
Don't even. We know. Hey, I will say that game really does look good now. Ohio State, Texas, again, you can't take your foot off the gas. And Notre Dame, you've been chanting you want Georgia. Well, by God, you're going to get them. You're going to get them here. So,
yeah, what are we thinking about these next round games? Texas, Arizona State. We got Ohio State, Oregon. Penn State, Boise State, Notre Dame, Georgia. And again, this is so comical. I mean, we've said this many times over, but I tonight proved it. The seeding of this is so asinine. Yeah. Oregon is the number one seed. They're going to get this damn Ohio State runaway train in round two. That's nonsensical.
Yeah.
When Oregon should be getting Arizona State or Boise or something like that. So, I mean, it's not fair to them, but it is what it is. But I think it's going to lead to Texas and perhaps Georgia. Anything convincing? Again, we haven't seen Georgia since the SEC championship, but we just saw Texas whoop Clemson's ass. And last we saw Georgia, they beat Texas with a backup quarterback. So
yeah,
nothing I've seen so far tells me that we're not getting Texas, Georgia in the national championship. Anything? How confident are you that we get that?
Well, I mean, I'm not confident.
Not confident at all?
My confidence went right out the window, you know? I do like Georgia's path. I hate that Beck's hurt, but,
yeah.
You know, if you get past Notre Dame and most likely Penn State,
right,
which I think they can,
yeah,
the nice thing is you'll be sitting down there in a home field game, because we've been there, Mike. And Georgia knows how to pack out the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I feel like that's an opportunity. Texas, I'm not worried this week. I will be worried the following week because, if this is an Ohio State team that just woke up, chip, Mike, you know? But if it's not, brother, if this is maybe just Tennessee was that bad, then, yeah, I don't see why it can't be Texas and Georgia.
Whoa.
Oh, Rick.
Thanks, cousin guys. Rick, thanks, Merry bud. Christmas.
Thank you, brother.
What's the opposite of the Grinch? I guess Santa. Santa, cousin Santa. Damn. Rick over here. Cousins, we are blessed to enjoy college football. We are blessed to have this for Christmas. Share our blessings. I appreciate you, cousin Rick.
Thanks,
what a legend.
Man.
What a legend. Just
He's
gave
right.
Us...
He's right. He's that right. There's a lot to be happy for. I don't know why I'm so down. I just.
Well, I know why, but.
I know.
Because just, Up in Smoke says Tennessee's bad at football.
It's basketball now. We're a basketball baseball school. You know that. You know that. Rick's ready. He just got tagged in. That's where we should put all our NIL money. Just keep those two sports rolling.
How about Cousin Blake just gave us $10? Here's a shot for Shane. The Gators in me loves it, but the SEC fan in me hates it.
Mm-mm. Thank you, cuz. Again, thank you all. Yeah, you know how it is. It sucks. And I feel bad, like I said, for the fans. You know, it's one thing to be sitting here in your nice, cozy home, surrounded by all this wonderful Kentucky bourbon. But it's like, no. I mean, you could have went up there to the coldest game in Tennessee football history. You know, you could have spent all that money for those tickets and had that experience just to, I mean, within the first 10 minutes, you were like, what the hell did we do? You know, I feel bad for them. But yeah, there's a lot to be great, happy for. And, you know, it's just a season, and it's just a, you know, there's still a lot of fight. Texas in there, Georgia's in there. We still got some SEC schools representing. We got some awesome bowl games coming up. You know, some of these teams have been chirping why they weren't in the playoffs. You know, well, maybe they can kick ass when they have their bowl game. So there's still a lot of good to happen, but mine doesn't start tomorrow. I need at least a 24-hour rule here, Mike.
You know what I just thought of?
What's that?
Thanks to legendary cousin Rick, and these fantastic donations, we may be able to buy us a player or two to help Tennessee next year. Because they need all the help they can get, you know what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Tennessee's portal opens up too, so, you know, just pray to God you keep some of these guys. So,
how about someone said Tim Banks should be fired to defensive coordinator?
I don't know what that was. I mean, we've been petting him all year long too.
Is Tennessee even in the playoff without Tim Banks in their defense? I mean, I don't think they sniff it if the defense – again, defense was horrible tonight, no doubt, and I get being angry, but – without Tim Banks, without this defense, Tennessee's probably like seven. They're damn near Arkansas. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
7-5, 6-6.
Sorry, I was yawning. I was tired of you doing it again. I mean, he's good in the bad games, but he's bad in the good games. So I feel like that's the problem, Mike.
He wasn't bad in Alabama game.
If you consider Alabama great, I mean, you've been shitting on them all season. Now, I'm not considering that a quality win.
They've beaten Alabama twice in like 22 years.
That doesn't, Mike, what are you talking about? Nick Saban ain't down there. This ain't the same Alabama.
How about Oklahoma? They whooped Oklahoma's ass?
No, let's talk Florida. About Georgia. They ran us out of the damn place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the game. Like, what is it?
Arkansas on the road? You think if they had some genius defensive coordinator, they would have beat Georgia? You think that?
If they had some genius wait, what did you say?
Are you suggesting that if they just had a, I don't know even who they could get that would be an upgrade, like Dave Aranda, who's the head coach now, if they had Dave Aranda, would they have beaten Georgia? No. They lost to Georgia because Georgia's got a hell of a lot better team than Tennessee, and they were playing in Athens.
Yeah, but did you not watch the game tonight? I'm talking about, this is the big moment, man. This is the enchilada. This was going up there, and I felt zero confidence in this defense. This defense is a great defense. I love the defensive line. Some of these cornerbacks that we got were playing tremendous defense. The linebacker, I mean, everything was going great, but then when it doesn't and I don't see an adjustment at all, it's not like we came out second half and said, well, shit, Tennessee finally figured it out. In fact, I felt like their defense got worse in the second half. So, yeah, I'm not blaming the players if that's what you're asking. I think this is coaching. And to sit here and, I mean, they're getting paid millions of dollars too, Mike. So, yeah, they need to be judged just as well. And just to say he came out here and he's had a great season because he beat Alabama. No, that's awesome. But you know what? Vanderbilt beat Alabama, Mike, and they barely made a bowl game. So, I don't know where the thought and process is there, but yes, it's a tough season. You're gonna have good years. You're gonna have bad years. You're gonna have good coaches, bad coaches. I'm just not putting him in a group of elite defensive coordinators right now.
Shane, there are only three assistants that have made it to the Broyles finalist for the nation's best assistant.
Who gives a shit about these awards?
He's one of them.
Yeah, who won the Heisman, Mike? Did you feel like the best player in the country won the Heisman?
Yeah.
You just don't want Deion mad at you.
I mean, unless Nick Saban takes over his defense, it ain't getting any better.
Nah, I know. But I mean, here's the deal. We do this. You know, I can't blame the refs because we got beat by 35 points. If we got beat by 7, I would have probably called out some of those calls. You know what I'm saying? But
I think it's time to start calling out Heupel. And again, I'm not saying he should be fired. That's crazy. But yeah. They need to do something to get this offense going again. Because this year was basically Dylan Sampson, and that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally a deep throw, but that can't be the offense. The offense can't be running the ball in a deep throw.
No, it can't be. I'm right there with you. It felt like ever since we lost Golish, this offense has really taken a step back. And, you know, I mean, you want to say Hendon Hooker and Hyatt and all those guys were the reason that offense was humming. I think it was a big part of it. But they also identified what their talent was, and they put them in great spots to capitalize on. And I'm not – Tennessee's got great talent, man. They've got some dudes. And I just I still scratch my head why Thornton never took off or Nimrod never took off or, you know, or shit, Matthews. Man, we talked in the offseason about how great that kid was going to be, and it was just the Sampson show, which is fine. He's a great player, and you know, and I want to give him his accolades, but – he can't win the entire season for him.
Right. Yeah, I mean, these comments are brutal. Cousin Bo, is Neyland North now Rocky Flop? That's a good one. Cousin Josh is the offensive line. Can they leave the offensive line coach in Columbus? I mean, that's like a fraction of the – Shane with some hot takes. Love it.
Yeah.
Coach Prime going to beat y'all up. Yeah. All right, Shay, we went about 30 here. Anything else before we anything else you want to you said it wasn't the refs, you know, nah. Anything else we could play? I mean, I think Ohio State's just got one hell of a team. I think they were better at Tennessee at almost every spot. And I didn't think they would be Tennessee's defensive line. I did think that would be a major advantage. It was an advantage in this damn game. There was no advantages that I saw.
No, but I just hope they lose somewhere along the way.
I think they'll lose the next game to Oregon.
I hope this was just enough to keep Ryan Day employed, you know, just to make their lives miserable up there. So, but not win the big thing. So I that's kind of where I'm at. But, you know, some teams, and we see this, we've seen this in the SEC, there's going to be some teams that you just catch them on the perfect night. And maybe Ohio State just did that. I go back to the Texas A&M Mizzou game. Mm-hmm. It's like A&M played the perfect game, and it felt a little bit like Ohio State did that tonight. And hopefully they used it up because I cannot handle the Big Ten winning two national championships in a row. So Texas, Georgia. It's on you guys. We're on the basketball.
Cousin Jackson says Tennessee should hire Sam Pittman as offensive line coach. I'd favor that.
I'd do it. I'd take it. Absolutely. And tell them to put their shirts back on. It's embarrassing when you get smoked out here.
Yeah, that's what Shane had to do before he hopped on. He had to get that shirt on.
Yeah, I had to go find it. I was like, man, maybe that's what. I'm never watching a game shirtless again.
But all right, hey, we'll be back tomorrow. To have a, you know, a real breakdown, and we still got Florida to talk about.
Yeah,
we didn't get your thoughts on Texas, Clemson, and then, you know, we'll have some other stuff to talk about. But anything else before we hop offline?
Nope, that's it, man. That's it.
Okay,
it's a game over. They took a knee yet? I think
it is 42-17 was the final.
Oh,
probably should have said that earlier. But yep, the clock has struck midnight on Cinderella. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.